Kum lenin ablak gemara. We're up to the abchof amar aleph, four lines from the top. So the last discussion we had was if somebody's walking with klayim, with shatnas, you have to pull it off because in chokhma and eitzah and tefunah neged Hashem. Okay, we're up to abchof amar aleph. Says the gemara. This is a chassidish gemara. Why is it that the Rishonim, the Tanoim, years ago, the Sirachish Luhunisa, they were able to make miracles right, left, and center? And why is it us, the Loim Sirachish Luhunisa? Miracles don't happen to us. Now, if because they're scholars, we're greater scholars than they are. Is it because they know how to learn? In the years of Rabbi Yehuda, we know that in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, what was their concentration on the babas, on Baba Kamba, Baba Tzia, Baba Basra. So my phone is going. But what do you call it? But we also learned. Actually, it's my phone. It's an alarm. Why do I have an alarm? Sorry.
It's all recorded for
posterity. So, why is it because they know how to learn? All they learned was the babas. In fact, you remember Baba Kamba and Hamaniach, Rabbi Yehuda said over there, that if you want to be a chassid, you know how to be a chassid? Learn Baba Kamba, Baba Tzir, Baba Basra, and practice it. So so they're learning basically yeshiva shigamas. That's what they learned. And Banan, we come masninon shisa sidi. We learn the entire shas for dafyemi people. We know everything. And furthermore, we have moti Rabbi Yehuda, but uktin is the very end of shas and mishnah. Is when it came to uktin, and it came to the mishnah. Isha shekoveshes yedek bigdeda. If a woman marinates vegetables inside a pot, and the discussion there is that the branch that's attached to the fruit can also be a handle to pass on tumah. Is it considered food or not? And we say that if it's marinated, then it's considered edible and it's considered food. But basically, Rashi says that if it's marinated a long time, it falls right off. It's very, because it falls right off, it's no longer a handle to pass on the tumah. And Omar, when Rabbi Yehuda saw that din, he made a comment. Rabbi Yehuda couldn't say Abaye v'Rava because he lived before them. But his Rebbe is Rav Shmuel. Said, I see here the discussion, the debates of Rav Shmuel. No, but he found it very complex. We learn Uktin Tleisa Mesifta. According to Tleisa, they have 13 different yeshivas learning it, not just one yeshiva, or 13 different ways of learning Uktin. In other words, we know the whole Shas. So we're much greater scholars than they are.
He's referring to the early generations of the world, not
necessarily. Tanoim, definitely.
Yeah, but hang on. He's saying the early generations of Tanoim don't understand it. Our generation, the Uktin of Amoroi,
he's saying Rabbi Yehuda.
No, we're talking about Amoroi, sorry. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, the Amoroi, sorry.
Yeah, but he's the earliest.
Is asking Abaya, why is it that the early Amoroyim were able to make Nisim like Rav Yehuda? And what do we know about Rav Yehuda? So Rav Yehuda, we are greater scholars than Rav Yehuda. The Ilu Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Kavi Sholiv Chad Misan, and we took off just one shoe, Asimitra, and it was a drought, it started raining. We work so hard, we're paying ourselves, and we scream to the Eibishter, V'les the Majgabon, and nobody listens to us. What's going on here? Omalay, they want to know why? You think it has to do about learning? Kamoi had a commitment. We learned before already. Echad amarbe v'echad amami. Remember the Talmud Chacham says in Amarah to learn, and his argument would be that he can't learn as much as me. It doesn't matter. Because echad amarbe v'echad amami. That's v'vachi chavali v'shamayim. So knowing more blat gemara, less blat gemara, doesn't make a difference as long as you're learning. No, boss. Kamoi had a commotion of Shai Gdush Hashem. The earlier ones will be prepared to be mois and nefesh to generate a Kiddush Hashem. Anan, but us, obviously we make Kiddush Hashem, but we're not going to be put our lives on the line for a Kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara will give a story, an instance. And this is a continuation of the previous Gemara, where we talk about pulling off somebody's garments if they happen to be shotless. He saw like she was wearing a kabalta in the marketplace. A kabalta is something that's nizdik or something red. And what's wrong with something red? The Aruch says red. Either because red is dark emoid, it's a goyish thing, or red is not sneeze. And that is brought down to Shulchan Aruch.
Kabalta, the thing on top of the chicken's head?
It's the red of the crown. Yeah, it's the crown, what do you call it?
The crop.
So, and that's why a lot of women don't wear red, because red itself is not snis. So if you go to China, where yellow is the same as red in the West, and yellow there would be the problem, because it you're attracting attention, basically. Stands out. But what did we see? So what happened? He thought that she was a Jewish girl. He pulled it off. And this is a continuation of the Gemara before. Some say that actually here was shatnez as well, and that's what happened here. He thought he saw wearing shatnez. Igloi mils, it turned out to be the kusha. So what we see here, he was mois and nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. He thought that she was wearing a dark hair, mighty, or shatnez, or sneers. Let's make it less sneers. Mils embarrassed her so that she won't do it again. Turned out to be she was a goy. Shaimua Baba, she took him to Din Torah. And the dying paskin that he had, because he shamed her in public, humiliated her in public, he had to pay her $400. Omle said to him, what's your name? Mashmeich. Omle Mosin, my name is Mosin. Amalah, my Mosin sounds like Mosayin, which is 200. Mosin, Arba Meir, you cost me $400. You're worth $400. Or the name caused that I should pay you that much money. Says the Gemara. So talking about, I guess, that people were Mosin Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. Here we have a few other examples, which in their minds, they were like Mosin Nefesh. Rav Gidl, Havi Rogil, he would be accustomed to have a Ka'ozil, the Yosef, Asha'ari, the Tfilah. He would sit next to a mikveh where the women went to the mikveh. And he would tell the woman, give them instructions from outside how they should go immerse themselves. Why aren't you worried about the Yetzahara? This is the famous saying. I have no Yetzirah for these things. To me, they're just like white geese. I have no Yetzirah for women, so therefore, I'm not worried. And this is the famous Levush about, you're not allowed to have a simcha with men and women together. Without a mechitza by a chasna, if you do, you're not allowed to say simcha b'moinoy, because the Eibush is not happy here, because there's no mechitza. But he wants to say that maybe if you're a person like Kikake de Chivra, that you know everyone is equal, then it's all right. The Bach says you don't say Shasimcha B'mayinah because it's Rabbi Yechon Havi Rogi. Rabbi Yechon also had the custom to call Ozul the Yosef Vashad. He also had by the, but they sat there for the Shem Shemayim. When the Jewish girls go out, and they walk out from the tefillah, they should look at me. The Nevel Uzadah Shpirik was should be like me. Now, literally, the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, he's the most handsome man in his generation. And plus we learned before that he was very heavy as well. Remember a few days ago last week, that he was very heavy. But he was the most handsome man. So women should come out and daven that they should have children as handsome. But also he was a big tzaddik. He's a gdol hador. So the children should daven, they should be like a gdol hador. So again, they were mois and nefesh. They put themselves in a predicament here for Kiddush Hashem in order to help them out. So the Bach already asks, why is it by Rav Gidl we asked Yetzahara and not about Ein Hora? And Rav Yechon we asked about Ein Hora and not about Gidl. So he answers, because by Rav Yechon, the women were looking at him, how beautiful, how handsome he was. So that's an Ein Hora. If they should say, it would be an Ein Hora to him. But Yetzahara wasn't a problem, because Rav Yechon had very heavy eyebrows, just like Rav. Then we had a Rashi Chulin. So he needed a fork to pick up his eyebrows, so he couldn't see a thing. They looked at him, and he couldn't see them. Rav Gidl was not a handsome person, so there's no Ein Hora there. The other problem is that he was seeing them. What about Yetzer Hora? That's why it's two different discussions. I'm a descendant of Yetzer, which means there's no Ein Hora. And the Gemara gives three bases for that. It says, Bein Poydas Yetzer, the charming Yetzer, Bein Poydas Ali Oyin, the charming son Ali Oyin, Ali Oyin. Above the eye. In other words, the eye cannot damage him. They should multiply. And use the word yidgul, which is like a fish. It's like fish are submerged under water. But you can't even see them. Cannot affect him. Another reason. Interesting. And another reason is not from a posse, but we know about Yosef. The wife of Potiphar was trying to seduce him, and yet he wasn't seduced. And surely on anybody else's eye cannot affect him in any way.
Yeah.
That's right. And the Ephraim is also Purim, Purim review. Mishnah. Noshim, women, avodim, misler, and ketanim, and children are potter from Krishna. Why are women potter from Krishna? It's a mitzvah, aseish, asman, grom, it's a time-bound mitzvah. Why are avodim potter from Krishna? Because they're like women. Why are ketanim potter from Krishna? Because they're potter, because they're under by mitzvah. But the machlek is Rashi and Tesis here. Rashi says we're talking about a child even above the age of chinuch, up to 13 years old, is potter from Krishna. And Tesis learns, no, we're talking about a child under the age of chinuch. But over here, of course, they're in Krishna. What's the machlekis? The father is not home at night to read Krishna. Rashi holds, and we'll see later in Mechaz, Rashi holds that a child has no mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch is on the father. And the logic is very simple. If the Tater says, I'm not giving any mitzvah to the child because it's not responsible, how can the Rabbanan levy mitzvahs on the child? Call it what you want, semantics, chinuch, but the child is not responsible. The mitzvah, the chiv is on the father. But the father's not home, so who's going to learn Krishna? So therefore a child, even over age of chinuch, has no mitzvah of Krishna because there's no father. When Ashenke and Tesis hold that the mitzvah of chinuch is on the child himself. So once he gives a chinuch, who cares if the father's home or not? He has to learn Krishna. We're talking about over here, a child under the age of chinuch. Then what it says, the potter minat filin, the potter for as well. Well, again, it's a mitzvah, say, she's man grommer. Why is it man grommer?
Anyway.
The mitzvah is on the father, and the Rebbe explains in the Sikha that it's impossible to say the child has no mitzvah at all. He becomes the chefs of the mitzvah. And just like we say that if somebody helps someone else do a mitzvah, if without me you couldn't do it, I become part of the mitzvah. Surely the child, the whole mitzvah is with the child. So they're not saying the child has no mitzvah at all. They're saying that the father also has a mitzvah. The emphasis, and according to the other Shain, the mitzvah is on the child, but the father is only the one to expedite it or to make it happen.
Even though the
mitzvah is
only on the father.
No, it's impossible to say that. How can it be a mitzvah me that you should do something?
The tzivui is to the father. The shinantam levamecha.
That's the little Talmud Torah. Talking about all other mitzvahs. Chinuch. Shinantam is only Talmud Torah. The Rambam actually holds this mahatayda that a father has to learn with a child. But talking about all other mitzvahs. Tfilin. And the potter from tfilin. Why the potter from tfilin? Because it's Shabbos and the night are not zman tfilin. But no, we paskin the laila is zman tfilin. But halacha vei meirin kein. We don't tell anybody that. But it's why is it man grammar? Because of Shabbos. Shabbos they don't wear tefillin. But actually, Ashen Evin says, forget, whatever. But chayovim betfillin, davening, they all have to daven. Because everyone needs rachmim. And a mezuzah. Mezuzah is not mitzvah seish man grammar. So in fact, we're going to wonder, so why is Moshe even mention it? It's obvious. And then birchas ha-mazon. And benching, again, it's not a mitzvah seish man grammar. Of course women should be chayiv. Why even mention it? We'll see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Krishma. Sorry?
The child is not responsible.
We're not talking about a child, but a woman or an Eved, why do you have to tell me the Chayiv? Of course the Chayiv. Why shouldn't they be Chayiv? Mishnah, Gemara. Krishma, you tell me Krishma, part of Pshita, everyone knows that mitzvah says man grom, everyone knows that mitzvah says man grom, and Noshim told us we know, Gemara Gedushin, that a time-bound mitzvah, women are part of. We live in Tfilin and so on. I would have thought that Krishna would be an Uisna, would be an exception. Hoyul, since the Izbom Malchushamayim Krishma, besides being a mitzvah, there's also accepting the yoke of heaven. So perhaps women should be Chayiv in Krishna, Kamashalon, that they're not Chayiv in Krishna. They're not Chayiv in Krishna. But if they want to, of course they can do it, but they're not Chayiv in Krishna. There is one opinion in the Gemara that says in native in that Tzadik Vav, that if a woman is potter for mitzvah, they're not allowed to do it because it's Baal Tosef. Where Rashi learned Shat in the Gemara there. But that's not the halacha, obviously. They're allowed to do all the mitzvahs of my grandma they want. Machlek is Rambam and Tosfos is whether they make a bracha or not. Tosfos, the main time holds they do, and the Rambam holds they don't. But they definitely can do all the, we paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Yudzayin, the Ramo, that a woman can do all the mitzvahs. The only mitzvahs we discourage a woman from doing is tefillin and tzitzis. Why tefillin? Because at certain periods of the month, she's not suitable to wear tefillin, so it's not appropriate. And then tzitzis, because if men don't really have a chiv to wear tzitzis, it's only if they have a four-cornered garment, you have to wear tzitzis. But so if women then go ahead and put on tzitzis, it's mechze kiyoyre. It looks like you're saying, I already took care of all the mitzvahs that I had to do. I already took care of all the mitzvahs that men have to do. Now I'm going to start dealing with, I'll take a promise of all the mitzvahs that men, even men don't have to do, but I'm going to do it. Then you're inviting the Abishah to judge you and say, oh, let me see how good you are on all the other mitzvahs. So better we discourage, even though there were women who wore tzitzis. We say don't.
They're not allowed to put on.
That's not called discouragement. Discouragement is we don't think it's a good idea. There were women in history who wore tzitzis. The Zalman Saransky's grandmother used to wear tzitzis. There were women who wore tzitzis. That's a long time ago, yeah. That's what some say, yeah. The Gemara talked about Michal Basho, that she wore tzitzis. Okay, Don Mel's wife. She's a progressive. Says he more of Umin had tefillin. She's exempt from tefillin again. I would have thought hoyel v'iskish lemezuzah in Christmas with right next to mezuzah, and by mezuzah it's a hekish. And by mezuzah women are chayiv, so maybe the chayiv is as well. Kamash London. The chayiv and betul the chayiv and davening. Why the chayiv and davening? The rachmininu, because davening is all about asking davening to the Eibishter. And why shouldn't women also be able to daven? And ma'otem, I would have thought. Now, according to one version of Rashi, does not have this whole version of Gemara. But according to Tosis, it says, Pshita, isn't it obvious? Why shouldn't they be chayv? The answer is, Kivon dechsi, ma'ot ha'rothot, kishoyel v'ksiba erev, avoykev tzoroim, shadavim 3 times a day, kemitzah asay shazman gromadom, mashlon, that she's still chayv because rach meninu. Not that she's chayv, not 3 times, but she's chayv. As a machayk is whether davening is ma'atayra med rabbanon, you know, the Ram holds ma'atayra, Rabban holds the Rabbanon, but even if you hold Matzah, not 3 times a day, just you have to daven every day. You know, just say a petition to the Eibishter. Now, the fundamental machlekes, the way Tosis understood Rashi here, is a very important machlekes. Tosis understood why does Rashi not great as the word pshita. Because Tosis understood from Rashi that tefillah, which is a mitzvah de Rabbanon, and by a mitzvah de Rabbanon, Rashi holds, there's no such thing as a mitzvah sheis hazman grom, women are potter. When do we say mitzvah say shazman groma, women are potter by mitzvah the Torah, tefillin, krishma? But a mitzvah rabbanon, the mitzvah shazman groma, women are chayiv. So there's no. So what do you tell me that the potter is still pshit? Fakert. There's no pshit over here. It should be chayiv.
So
Tesis, I said, I disagree. What about Kriyas Halal, women are potter, even though it's only the rabbanon? Others say that actually Halal is the raisa, so it's not a question. Women afin hoya b'thanes. That's different. And so now, what's the logic? How can it be that a mitzvah? I mean, the logic is if a mitzvah the Torah, you tell me that women are exempt because it's time bound. So mitzvah the rabbanon, which is so much weaker, women are chayiv. It doesn't make sense. The Manal of Prague gives 2 brilliant answers in Nun Beis in Gvur Hashem. He says like this. He says either because we learned in Gemara yesterday. That every mitzvah the rabbanon is based on the pasuk in the Torah. Loi sasser, you shouldn't deviate. Loi sasser is a lav. And what do we know about a lav? By a lav, there's no difference whether it's a time bound mitzvah or not a time bound mitzvah. Women are chayiv. So since every rabbanon is predicated on the loi sasser of the Torah, therefore women are chayiv. And all mitzvahs say shazman groma de rabbanon. That's what, which is a very big thing. So like lulav on sukkahs, women be chayiv. So many other things. Then another logic is, which is a little harder to understand, he says that the Rabbanon were only given the power to create halachas. They were not given the power to discriminate, to decide who does it, who doesn't do it. They could only come up with halachas. You have to wash your hands for bread. Who? Everybody. The Rabbanon can make an edivin. Who? Everybody. They cannot come along and say, okay, we're going to make a mitzvah now, and we only want women to, only men to do not women. They don't have the power for mitzvah to magrama to say that. That's what he says. Interesting. Okay, back to the Gemara. Because our mother comes to benching, pshita, it's obvious, the chayah is not time bound. Very difficult Gemara, we'll see in a minute. Because the Gemara mouth, I would have thought, how you look, see, since it says, b'seis Hashem lechem be'erev, when Hashem gives you basar lecho, meat to eat, v'lechem ha'boik, and bread in the morning. So we're linking it to night and day, l'seiva, to be full. K'mitzes ha'seis shazman gramadami. The fact that we link it to night and day sounds like you're tying it to time. And anything time bound, women apotek, mashallah, that no. What's going on here? So the machlik is Rashi and Tosfos how to understand Pshat. Rashi understands Pshat, the reason... Actually, no, we'll get to that soon. Now, why taka women exempt from mitzvah says my grandma? So the famous Avud Raham that says that since she has to take care of the needs of the house, so therefore the Torah allowed her not to do these mitzvahs so she can take care of the needs of the house. Achreinim learned Pshat in that Avud Raham, or they actually based it on a Marach or Zeruah. It's a Malach Ezra in one of his chuvas where he talks about Oisim Mitzvah Patna Mitzvah, that this is a gedder of Oisim Mitzvah Patna Mitzvah. Because he says there, I forgot which chuvah it is, but I remember seeing it, he says there that Oisim Mitzvah, if you go for a guy going to his Rebbe on Yom Tov, you're Patna from Sukkot and so on and so forth. And he then talks about, but if you want to be Machme, can you? And he says, just like women are Patna from Mitzvah Seis Man Groma, which is the same logic, which is the same idea. And yet if they want to, they can. So too, Mitzvah Seis Man Groma, if they want to, they can, maybe they can as well. So he learns that Noshim Turis, is again the Oishkin Mitzvah Mitzvah. They have a mitzvah of taking care of the house, mechanic of the kids.
So that's what you have to do. That let's say well, a wealthy lady who has.
Forget about lady. What about a single girl? What about a single girl? Why a single potter? So it's the shame. Once you have a, you know, you have a bolt.
A plug.
What about passport? What if there was a man in that situation?
What do you mean? Yeah, but again, since it's a minority, it's a lay plug. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara.
Where is the maternity?
They're
the ones who have to take care of the house.
Forget. We had the Gemara Nazir.
Actually, the husband's supposed to get some.
We just learned 2 days ago, the Fizayin, that the Mamen Noshim is Zachin. Because they're the ones who make the children go to shul, the parents go to thing. But we act. So the chayda, the modern thing is the Gemara Nazir. We had a machlis of Rabbi Yechon there, and the Gemara concludes Rabbi Yechon holds the halacha that women don't have the mitzvah chinuch. After everything we talk about, how the holy in the women is mechanech the kids, and that's why the potter of mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yechon says that women do not have a mitzvah of being mechanech the kids, only the men. And that and the shlag zagis. How can that be? What's pshat? So Chassidus explains. Mitzvah means to connect. Mitzvah means I'm not there yet, and I need to do something to connect. But if that's my life, there's no inyan of a mitzvah. Chinuch is that's what a woman is. A woman naturally takes care of the kids. That's a mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah to. A man naturally does not do that. In fact, he has no patience for these things. He doesn't actually do it. So you have to make a mitzvah so that he should be obligated to do it. That's their life. So there's no mitzvah of chinuch. Forget. Anyway, Omer Rabbi Abba, Noshim Chayovah is Bekiddush in the Torah. Women are Chayim Bekiddush Matayda. L'chayle, it says Man Grom. Amai, Mitzah says Man Grom. He, B'chom Mitzah says Man Grom, and Noshim Pura Potter. Omer Abaye, Mid Rabbon. Abaye hold that women are Chayim Bekiddush only Mid Rabbon. Omer Rabbe, what Vat Torah come out? First of all, it's Ma Torah. It says clearly, Vat Torah. Nochme, V'oi, Kol Mitzahs, Asein, Chayim Rabbon, Ebazay. So you stamp, chose Kiddush to make it a Mitzah. No, so every Mitzah say that women are Potter. Shayfa, Lulu. Otsuka, tell her that she has to go do it. Midrabban, al rov amakro. There's a pasuk. One says, it says zocher shem Shabbos. The other one says shomer. Zocher is for positive mitzvahs and shomer is guarded. Make sure you don't do anything wrong. Koshi yeshne b'shmira yeshne b'schira. The high notion. These women hoil the eastern b'shmira. When it comes to negative mitzvahs, they're all included. Eastern b'schira also includes schira. But the same thing about matzah and pesach and chametz and so on. Okay, so therefore, women are chayim kiddush mehatoyda, and that's why technically a woman can be mitzi a man, even though it's not a good idea, and that's why a child to be mitzi her mother, his mother, he has to make sure that not only he's by mitzvah, but he has to stay silas as well, because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Chazaka the rabba only helps with the rabbanos. We had no need not for mitzvahs in the Torah. And then there's the famous machlekes and the Yehuda of Kiveg and all that. The Yehuda says that he has a problem how a man can be mitzi kiddush his wife when he comes on the shul. Because when we're in shul and we say kiddush, as you know, kiddush is from the Torah, but there's a big machlek to show him exactly what is mahat Torah. So most say mahat Torah, you just have to say a few words, and you yaitse mahat Torah. To make it on wine is only the rabbanon. Others say to make it on wine, we had all this in Nazir Abdallah. Others say that that making on wine is also mahat Torah, but to drink the wine is only mahat Torah.
Drinking Friday night or Shabbos day?
Friday night, Shabbos day for sure.
It's a whole different get.
Yeah, it's only Friday night. So he said, if a person makes kiddush, comes home, he already was yaitse kiddush mahat Torah, he said a few words there. Shamru mekadosh, Shabbos, whatever he said, he was yaitse already kiddush, different opinions. So when he comes home, his wife is chayiv mahat Torah to make kiddush. How can he be mitzi? Now we know normally that the rabbanon can be mitzi at the raisa, but not when it comes to women and men, because the Rosh says that women and men are not order for each other, which we'll talk about in a minute. So how can a man make kiddush? So therefore he says he shouldn't. She should make her own kiddush. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that when you say good Shabbos, Shabbos Atova, you eat a kiddush. That's why you go home, you say good Shabbos, she says back to you good Shabbos, she says kiddush matayda. So now you're both on the same level, the rabbanon. However, the Rambam says in order to be Yaitse Kiddush Matayda, you have to say Divrei Shvach V'Kiddush. So when we say good Shabbos, you said Shvach. But we said Kiddush. You didn't make Shabbos holy. That's why in Nusach Chabad, when the women bench candles, we're the only ones that say Ner Shabbos Kiddush, not just Ner Shabbos. By adding the word Kiddush, she's Yaitse Kiddush Matayda. So there's no issues according to Nebi Huda and everybody else who said there's a big problem. Okay, that's how we resolve it. So anyone invite him? Omelet, I mean, the Rabbi, the Rabbi, Noshi, because of the Reis, the Rabbanon, women are chayim in benching, is it Mahatayde, or is it the Rabbanon? Why should you think it's only the Rabbanon? And not only that, we just said, I think Gemara started before, Pshita by benching, that is definitely a chayim, and now the Gemara is asking me a question whether they're chayim. So Rashi learns that the thing is, because in Noid al-Kho, we say over there, the Orish al-Khaltalab is saying, She has no. She doesn't. Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst the men, not the women. And even the women, like Noi Slavchur got it. They just stood in the place of the fathers. But it was Eretz Yisrael was divided only to men, so they can't say Noi Lecha. So they are potter. So Tais says if that's a pshat, then what about a Kohen Levi? Also, they shouldn't be benching. So there's actually a big machlekes in the Gemara where the Kohen Levim got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They migrash were there. The 48 cities were for Kohenim as well as Levim. Was just Levim and was it theirs? So that's how they answer according to Rashi. That Rashi holds that they also got a share, and if it's not a problem, or the name majority of the men did get land, and then according to Taisa as well, Taisa according to Rashi, Gerim are not chayiv in benching Matayr as well because they don't have a chayiv as well. However, others Taisa learns the problem is not that the problem is it says Bris. And Torah, it says Brish Chasamtiv Sereno, it's also Matatono, and women don't have a Bris Mila, and women don't learn Torah. So therefore, they don't have that part of benching. So some of the shame hold with that women bench, they should take it out. We the poil say it. And why? Because a Bris Chasamtiv Sereno, Morgan Rome explains, a Bris Chasamtiv Sereno, you should talk about in the collective we, our husbands, you know. Because so Max Shekel asked the question, so what about a single girl? How can she say so he says that every girl is married the day she's born just because she doesn't know who the other man is that man is family. They haven't found it doesn't matter so she's married so therefore she's part of the neshama she can say it's all in plural okay there's more than my the difference others. I mean, the simple argument would be is if there's a suffix, do you have to repeat it or not? But the Gemara is saying here, the way now, based on what I just told you a minute ago, by the way, is that both Rashi and both Taisa learned the problem is Noyde Lecha. So why doesn't she say Hazon? Is that I clearly for me that the Rishonim here learn that the entire benching is Mahatayra. If you learn, like we had a discussion before, that benching is Mahatayra, but the Nusach and all that is Midrabanan, so why don't women then bench Mahatayra? Hazon? There's a Maher Machlekes whether all three are Ma'atayra or Ma'atayra of the bench, but the Nusach, the three brachot, all Midrabon, Moshe, David, and Yeshua Melech. So here it's clearly that it's all three Ma'atayra, and therefore women are exempt from the Tayra because they can't say Noy Lucha. They could say Hazan, there's nothing wrong in Hazan for them, and yet we're saying women are Potter. In fact, everyone loses weight, so it's hard to understand how there can be an opinion that says that only Hazan is Ma'atayra. When then, what's the problem with Noshim?
So if you say that all three of them are Torah, so till Yeshua came and made his addition, whatever
it was, they had to make three brachas. Or once he added on, became Matayla. Just like the Kriya Sefer holds by Krishma. And Rabbi Chalek is towards Matayla, right? Shema, Baruch Shem, Hafta. But he says, now that the Rabbanan added the other two paragraphs, now that they added on, it all becomes Matayla. It overcomes because since part of his matayda, whatever you continue is matayda. Let's continue. I am what's a chilik to be mighty others. I am the raisa is matayda. Osi the raisa is matayda. Matayda can be mighty matayda. Eliam the rabbi if her chiv the rabbanon have a shem mechuyev davar means matayda she's not chayev the chosha ain't mechuyev davar ain't no mighty ram lechavasan. She can't be mighty mai. Even though we know that you know you make kiddush already in somewhere you go home you make kiddush again. Why? You're not even chayiv in the rabbanon because we know we learned already many times that a man can be mitzi another man even if he has no mitzvah at all, no chiv at all, because we're arevim, we're responsible for each other. When it comes to eating, we make you eat a kazayis at least so you can bench. So because brichas aneni, you should eat something. So what's the issue? So the Russian and the Armenian both say, arvus is men for men, and women for women, and not man for a woman. So or woman for a man. So therefore, she can't, her rabbanon cannot be mitzi a man's atayda, and that's the basis of his question. But others answer it's not right. The Rosh is only talking about where she has no chiv mahatayda, her chiv rabbanon, so then she's not ordered for a husband that's mahatayda. But where she does have a chiv mahatayda, and he has a chiv mahatayda, that even though he was yaitzi in mefeder, she could be mighty her. And it's not a problem. So it's not an issue at all. Toshma coming here, let's talk about Bema. So I'm going to bend. A son, and we're learning, Pshat, the son is under bar mitzvah, can be mighty his father, or an ever can be mighty his rebbe, each of the and a woman can be mighty her husband. So it says clearly a woman can mighty your husband by benching. It's embarrassing for a man. He didn't make an effort to learn Ivra to say bench on your own. What do you have to have your wife and your kid who are not even chayiv to bench? Now, if you tell me a woman's chayiv is the raisa, osi the raisa, mapi the raisa, therefore she mighty your husband. She's only chayiv the rabbanon, osi the rabbanon, mapi the raisa, how can you mighty your husband? So as the model of time, make back. Cotton, bach you, it says a cotton, she is chayiv to be chayiv. The cotton ate a full amount, so he's chayiv mat. He only has one derabbanan. The father ate only less than the full, so therefore he's only chayiv derabbanan. So they're on par. So same the woman, it's a derabbanan versus derabbanan. But if the father would have been the man, husband would have eaten a full stomach, Who says we might see? Abon mapid rabbanu. So no raya. We don't resolve the issue. That's why we paskin that a woman should not bench for a man, or the man has to repeat after her. The Ramban, I told you in Megillah, holds that a child has no chivut whatsoever. So how can the child bechalbi might see the father, even the rabbanan? So therefore, the Ran has a whole different gist of the Gemara here, and basically they learn that ben here means over bar mitzvah. And the Me'eda is that you should know how to bench yourself, but you have to have someone else benching for you. That's the Me'eda. But the main chiddush is noshim. Back to Gemara. Dor Rabbi Avida zimnin amar l'mashal Rabami. Sometimes in the Rabami, v'zimnin l'mashal Rabasi. Every time Rabbi Avida says something in the name, he had two rabbis of Asi Rabami. Every time he says something, he always says this expression. In other words, it sounds like he heard everything from both rabbis, and he doesn't want to give credit to one rabbi more than another rabbi. So he keeps on always saying it. Sometimes in this name, sometimes in that name, giving them both the credit. Omer malach shmorchu the good malach say shabain shleim kosher besar chashel la yisa pon avik shoychet vala atan et bon israel and how come you show favoritism these and the chsiv it says yisa shem pon avik. Very hard to understand why the malach hashor is asking this question. If anything, it would be the satan who would be asking, why are you showing favoritism in Eden? Why in the world, I have no idea, why in the world would malach hashor is question why the Eibishter is nice to the Eden? I don't understand why the malach. Anyway, the Eibishter said to him, he doesn't answer. He says, you're right. What can I do? I have a weak spot. I have a sore spot. You want me not to show favor to Eden? I wrote in the Torah, I wrote that you should be only when you're full, you should make a bracha. The last one, they are very careful. Ad kezayis, ad kebeya, kezayis or beya.
This is the reason the Eibishter gives.
Exactly. Yeah, but yeah.
All
exactly.
This is a snefesh, and all the. Now, they bench.
Now, what's kazayas a kebeya? There's a mayor, how much you have to eat with the rabbanim before you bench a kazayas or a beya. I told you have to be full. And therefore, he's saying in the machmer, either like a mayor or like a rabbi. The Ravid paskins that no. The Ravid paskins that a beya. Or kazayis, they're arguing is mahatayda. If you remember that they hold mahatayda, you have to bench once you ate a kazayis, once you ate a beya. So what's the big, what's shatning mud here? The shatning mud is pufaket. Some say for him, shot in the eye, beautiful. He says, pufaket. The Eden, especially in those days, were not so much into eating. Sometimes the Gemara said in Yuma that they ate the size of a bean, of an Egyptian bean, and they were full. So they ate the size of an Egyptian bean, and they were full. But they forced themselves to eat up to a kazayis so they can eat the benchmark. So faket, just all the way around. Mishnah. Baal Kedi, somebody who had an emission, machleki the shayni, whether this is only limited here to somebody that happened by Oinus, or even he made himself Tommy Stam. Now what happens? A Baal Kedi cannot learn Torah, and a Baal Kedi cannot adapt. He can't say the words, but he thinks about it in his mind. You don't make a bracha before, you don't make a bracha after. You don't daven the parts before and the parts after. The al hamazon when it comes to eating, mevarich la'achra ve'ena mevarich. You make a bench, because we'll soon see why. You don't make bracha before. All in your mind. Avyudayim mevarich lifneim lachreim. By eating, you have to make a bracha before and you make a bracha after. Both. Said Gemara Amar Rav Rabbi Nevina says, big machlekes. Zois and Merim here, you learn that hider kedibadami, thinking is just as good as speaking. Thinking is just as good as speaking. How do I know thinking is just as good as speaking? He says over here, the Isakadat will have nobody tell me that thinking is not like speaking. So, Lomahada, what's the point? You're telling me that it's not Yitzhak Krishna by thinking or benching, so why bother? Why bother? So, it must be that if you're thinking Krishna, as if you're delaying Krishna. Freddy Gemara, so know what? Even though it's about Keri, we're allowing him to read Krishna. It's the massive question. So, why think? Say the words already. If you're telling me that thinking is just like speaking, say it already. Elamai, Hira, Kedibadami, say Yitzhak Misvasav, say the words. But still better. Everyone agrees it's better. As we'll see in a minute. As the Gemara, Kida Ashkan B'Sinai, we found on HaSinai, they were told to separate from their wives. And what happened on HaSinai? Hashem spoke. It was all speaking. So when it comes to being Yitzhak Krishna, thinking is good enough. But when it comes to a Baal Kedi is only usher to say words. Like we learned from Matan Torah. The Eibishter spoke, and I'll say words. However, thinking, we have no limud that thinking is usher for a Baal Kedi. That's why we tell him to think. The problem, the reason is because of the Kedi, the Tumah part. Tosis says, but nobody spoke, only the Eibishter spoke. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Says Tosis, because Shemea Ko'ina, which means that Tosis holds, there's a big machlekes in Acharonim based on different Rishonim. If Shemea Ko'ina means that when I hear it as if I said it myself, Or Shemeya means, I didn't say it, I heard it. But hearing is good enough. Shemeya, it's a technicality. Shemeya, listening, is ki'oina, halachically, is good enough. Is it a mitzias thing or a halachic thing? Are we saying shemeya mitzias? If you hear someone else say a bracha, you answer, I mean, is ki'oina, as if you said it yourself, is that pshat? Or shemeya ki'oina, if you hear it, it's good enough, you don't have to say it. Tosfos says that there was no speaking at Har Sinai. And he says, yes, it was. Because everyone heard the Eibush and Moshe speak, it's as if they said it themselves. So clearly, Tosfos learned that Shemeya Ki'oina means when you listen, it's as if you're saying. Yeah, but that wasn't for those words. They didn't have to separate from the wives. They said that before they separated from the wives. It's only the Matan Torah. Sorry. Yeah. So we're saying, as far as Kishma is concerned, thinking is like speaking, but as far as Balkedi is concerned, Tum is concerned, we know from the story of Matan Torah that only speaking is a problem. Thinking is not a problem. Because the Eibush spoke and people listened. So that's one opinion. Rab Chisda disagrees. He says Hidur lavkidi mami. He says Hidur is not like dibur. And that's why we allow him to think. Because he's like he could dibur. I mean, exactly what you said before. You just have to say the words. Says he went back. Elamai Hidur lavkidi mami. So lam mahar. So why bother thinking? The whole world is saying Krishna, and you're not. What does it look like? So let him say something else, like Masechet Derech or other things, things which he's allowed to. We'll learn later on that about Keri, he's allowed to learn certain things. So let him say that. He looks very funny if he's not, and this is the marker for the din. If you walk into a shul and they're saying Krishma, you have to say Krishma with them as well. At least Shema Baruch Shem. And put your hand over your eyes, and then the whole machlekes, which parts of davening you should join in with them. Others say you don't have to join in at all because it's not a zilzul if you're not, because you're davening to Eibush anyway. And so on. Okay, second more weiter about it. What about davening? The dover shat zibur asukim by. If everyone is standing and doing Shemoneh Esrei, but Tanana, we learned how you aimed but tefillah, you were standing and davening. When Nisku is your balkeri, you suddenly remember that you were a balkeri. We'll learn tomorrow. La yafsik, you shouldn't stop. Eliyakatzer, hurry up. No, since you're already davening, don't just walk out. Timer, ask because you started. Hold on, ask him. La yaskel, it's clear from here that you shouldn't start Shemoneh Esrei. Everybody else is davening. Everybody else is davening Shemoneh Esrei, so why shouldn't you join? It looks funny, especially Shemoneh Esrei. Everybody's standing and you're not.
If you're doing nothing, you can't do that. Only Ashrei and Alein.
You could do parts or as a Tommy or other things, but you're not saying what they're doing. So you want a shiny tefillah. Davening is different. The lesba malchus shemayim. We allow a balkedi. By davening, we tell not to do it because there's no point. By Krishma, it's so important. Malchus shemayim. We encourage you. We want you to say Krishma. When it comes to tefillah, we don't allow you to daven because the fact of the matter is you're still a balkedi. So we're not going to allow you just to join others. We're not going to allow you. Says the Gemara, "Bari birchas and mazmur benching la'achr of the lesba malchus shemayim." There's no malchus shemayim benching afterwards, and yet there's no kabbalah of malchus shemayim. And yet we say, what do you call it? And yet we about Keri dead. But now we learned alamaz and nevarik la'achr. And we said clearly in the Mishnah that he makes a bracha. Why? The Gemara says, "Elikrish mil birchas and mazmur deraisa." Krishma is Muslim that I said, therefore we don't want you to be different than everybody else. But tefillah is only the Rabbanan. Now, Rashi here brings a number of gisoi, it's very fundamental. So reading now Gemara is simple. Gemara concludes Krishma is Mahatayra. However, Rashi brings an opinion, in fact, Tosis throughout Chas learns halacha is Krishma is only the Rabbanan. And when it said, B'shachvu kamecha hu b'divri Torah, we'll see tomorrow Gemara, Rabbi says that's about learning Torah. That Krishma is only the Rabbanan. Tosis says in like four or five places in Chas. Halacha, Krishma is the Rabbanan. And therefore Rashi says over here also, there's another pshat. Krishma is because of Malchus Shemayim. Birchas HaMazon is because of the Raisa. But Tefillah doesn't have either quality. But Krishma is only the Rabbanan. And we'll stop here and continue tomorrow.